بلى من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون.
Allah's statements: Yes, whosoever earns evil and his sin has surrounded him, they are dwellers of the fire, that is hell. They will dwell therein forever. And those who believe and do righteous good deeds, they are dwellers of paradise. They will dwell therein forever. Chapter 2, verses 81 and 82, Al-Quran. Allah says, The matter is not as you have wished and hoped it to be. Rather, whoever does an evil deed and abides purposefully in his error, coming on the day of resurrection with no good deeds and only evil deeds, then he will be among the people of the fire. Allah's statement, and those who believe and do righteous good deeds, meaning they believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perform the good deeds that conform with the Islamic law, they shall be among the people of paradise. Allah said in a similar statement, It will not be in accordance with your desires, that is Muslims, nor those of the people of the scripture, that is Jews and Christians. Whosoever works evil will have the recompense thereof, and he will not find any protector or helper besides Allah. And whosoever does righteous good deeds, male or female, and is a true believer in the oneness of Allah, that is Muslim, such will enter paradise and not the least injustice, even the size of a niqara, that is speck on the back of a date stone, will be done to them. Chapter 4, verses 123 and 124, Al-Quran. Also, Abu Huraira, Abu Wa'il, Atha, and Al-Hassan said that Allah said, and his sin has surrounded him, means his shirk, that is polytheism, has surrounded him. Also, Al-Amash reported from Abu Radin that Arabi bin Qutaym said about Allah's statement, and his sin has surrounded him, means whoever dies before repenting his wrongs. As-Suddi and Abu Razin said similarly. Abu Al-Aliya, Mujahid, Al-Hasan, Qatada, and Arabi bin Anas said that Allah said, and his sin has surrounded him, refers to major sins. All of these statements carry similar meanings and Allah knows best. The next topic is, when small signs gather, they bring about destruction. Here we should mention the hadith that Imam Ahmad recorded, in which Abdullah bin Mas'ud said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Beware of the belittle signs, because they gather on a person until they destroy him. He then said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them an example. This is the example of people who set up a camp on a flat land, and then their servants came. One of them collected some wood, another man collected some wood, until they collected a great deal. They then started a fire and cooked what they put on it. Muhammad bin Ishaq reported that Ibn Abbas said that, And those who believe and do righteous good deeds, they are dwellers of paradise. They will dwell therein forever. Which means, whoever believes in what you, that is Jews, did not believe in, and implements what you refrained from implementing of Muhammad's religion, shall acquire paradise for eternity. Allah stated that the recompense for good or evil works shall remain with its people for eternity.